Anne Frank stood on the precipice of a dismal autumn in that little brick house in 1939. The attic had been her home for 8 weeks, and who knew when she would get to move to a more spacious condominium in downtown Prague. She had been birthed 12 years earlier. Her first words, "Give me a smoke," have rung through the ages as a declarative statement against the oppression of employers, Nazis, and the Internal Revenue Service of Europe. World War II brought a whole new set of obstacles to the young biographer. As she spoke with shadow puppets cast upon the walls, she dismissed her recent behavior as a sign of insanity, and cursed her hiding place. Hide-and-seek with Hitler had been fun for a while, but now it turned her into an impatient youth. Fits of rage turned into bouts of creativity, as she drew potential construction concepts to extend the attic on her Etch-a-Sketch. As autumn turned into winter, and winter subsequently never ended, young Anne wrote love letters to members of the German Actors Guild. As postage had been increased by several German cents, Anne could not afford the mail to the dear Johannes. Her life became absolutely solitary, and it had been many months since her last karate lesson. Her black belt held no meaning among the cobwebs, rafters, and mice droppings. Rat poison was tough to identify in the dark area above the house. Anne put it on some crackers, and that poison, mixed with radiation seeping from the pipes of a ghost containment unit in the next-door fire station, transformed the girl into an 80-foot monster. Anne grew and grew. And as Monstro Anne was yawning, she inadvertently swallowed the aviator heroine, Amelia Earhart. Anne stared into the eyes of her mother-in-law, Medusa, and was turned to stone. Statue Anne was shipped to the United States, where her name Anne Frank was shortened to the Statue of Liberty. In addition, Anne's cigarette was replaced with a torch, and the tablet was actually her diary. Rutherford B. Hayes was the one and only lock to the diary, and he is currently in the cemetery. This was Fractional History, and now you know the real truth.